Tech Talk time now on WATD. We bring in our tech guy, David Snell. He's over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Rob.
Well, this week we have an interesting, this is a safer online space for kids. We've certainly been hearing a lot more about kids and online and how that doesn't always go well together, David.
Exactly right. Even YouTube for kids is not as safe as we would like it to be. So a gentleman in Vermont, a dad in Vermont, Galen Dow, created this website called GoCaboodle.com as a safer online space for kids to be able to get online, look at parent-controlled content, which is very important.
Okay, yeah, GoCaboodle. Okay, yeah, you and I, we like the name. And it's a New England guy, okay, so somewhat local. And so he came up with this. So this is, as you said, this is in a parent kind of approved content?
Yeah, well, that actually is created by the parent. So what happens or how it works is the parents create the account and access the dashboard. They add their kids' accounts with a PIN-protected profile. And then they can browse the search caboodles that are already created by other parents, but based on age and interest, or they can create their own caboodles if something isn't available. So if you want your child to learn something specific, you can create the thing that you want them to see. Mm-hmm. And the kids use a mobile app, log in, and they're only allowed to view adult-approved videos, which is not what you get with YouTube for kids.
No. YouTube, you, it seems like you go on there, and even if you start out sometimes, you know, looking for something even, you know, safe, sometimes all of a sudden something else can pop up, or you can have a video that leads to another video, and if you let kids go on YouTube, you come back, and you're like, what's going on here?
Exactly. So with this GoCaboodle, once the child is logged into their account, they can't go anywhere else, so they're controlled as to what they can see. You may remember back to 2017 where they had the Elsa Gate, which was Elsa from Frozen.
Oh yeah,
and they had a lot of things that the kids shouldn't have been seeing. They were created by, let's say, nefarious folks.
Okay,
so this eliminates some of that, or actually all of that problem.
Okay, so GoCaboodle is only going to have good stuff on it.
Only good stuff that the parent, caregiver, grandparents, teachers, whoever approves and gets into set up the accounts for the kids.
Okay. And there's no way around that. So this is actually designed and made safe for kids because, you know, otherwise kids will usually find a way around certain restrictions. But this sounds like it's all curated and that's what's on there anyway.
Exactly. It's parents' hand-selected video. So the parents are actually able to control what their children see and how often they see it. You can control the whole environment for them. And okay, they let them feel like they're still doing things online with their cell phone or whatever device you have them using.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, do we know what the is the content for certain ages, or do we know that, or is it just more for real younger kids or up to teens?
No, you actually, up to teens. You set the age group of the child account that you're setting up.
Okay.
So if you have an 8-year-old, you can go for and choose like 6 to 10-year-olds, if that's the way you want. If you don't want to go that high, go 6 to 8-year-olds and just control exactly what's available to them.
Okay. And so how much do we know what the fee is for this? Or is there like an ongoing monthly cost? Or how does it work to get the GoCaboodle? Have you tried it?
Yeah, so I like Galen Dow's concept here. There is no monthly cost. He's decided this will never be a subscription service. And there's no charge. It's free. And it's designed to be easy for busy parents to maintain. It takes about 10 or 20 minutes every few weeks to go through and change things up. So it's not a big deal, and it really gives the kids something to do, and they're doing some things that you want them to do.
Wow, that's what a concept there, huh? How about that? Well, it sounds good, David. I don't see, there doesn't seem to be any downside at this point. GoCaboodle.com.
GoCaboodle.com, and I think parents should give it a try. It doesn't take a lot to set it up. It's very easy to maintain. And see how it works for the kids. There's lots of stuff out there already by other parents that you could review as a parent or a guardian and share it with your student or your junior as you see fit. So it's very interesting. I think parents should take a look at it.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea because, again, as you talked about right in the article there, that it's designed for, you know, busy parents, and it's not something that's going to be very time intensive. And let's be honest, that's usually the reason that television and YouTube have been used is, as a way to basically have the kid to use it for something while you got to do something else.
Yeah, the babysitter, babysitter.
That was it back in the day. I mean, you know, you just put on, the TV 56 and, you know, watch Mighty Mouse or something, whatever it is. But now it's YouTube and who knows what, TikTok, I guess, other stuff that kids will get on. So gocaboodle.com, is that what it was?
GoCaboodle, yep. GoCaboodle. GoCaboodle.
I like that.
It's fun to say, too. I like it.
Yeah. Go Caboodle. All right. Well, David's got the full article here. He'll tell you about how it works and, why not? Just give it a try. I mean, I think everybody's got a story about a kid that gets onto a video that they're not supposed to. So it can happen. You might look for an alternative, and this sounds like it is one. So, David, how do people find out about it?
Folks should go to axsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
xsmartit.com. That's David's blog. All right. Good stuff. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. That's David Snell, xsmartit.com. xsmartit.com.